This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Minutes till the main event. Is this the way my life was spent? Now the winter of my discontent is about to turn a new year. The minister, he's pleading me to save myself. He's reading me apocalyptic verses from a book. I squint my eyes to look at him and said,
save your stories, save your pleas. There's no
welcome back to How Will I Die, starring Nicholas Howe. It's me, Nicholas Howe. With me again and again and again is Abby.
I'm a clown.
And Tower.
I'm a Disney Channel star.
Nikki.
And I'm a Southern hick.
Today we're picking back up again where we left off last time, which was after they killed the elementals that killed them multiple times. Except the clown, who can't fucking die.
I did get down to one HP at one point.
Yeah, you did. And then someone decided that was too low. Bastard.
You're the one who gave me two healing classes in a row. I gotta say, my friends, the first class I couldn't heal myself, so I gotta heal my allies.
The second class, you also didn't heal yourself.
Because, out of principle.
Because... out of principle.
Because you forgot.
God gave me this holy body to heal other people, not to heal myself. I don't do no self-masturbation, no. I only heal
Jesus.
Other people.
Okay.
I only lay on hands on the needy.
So, as you swung your morning star down...
Hell yeah, brother!
...on the last
Hell
elemental...
Yeah, brother.
...and then killed all traces of it... The door clicks open.
I kick it open.
Okay, you kick it all the way open, and you see out over a wide expanse. It looks... I'm doing
a
little bit of voice.
I wasn't going to point it out, but...
I hate you so much. I know I am. I know I
you is. Hell yeah, brother, you is. Hell yeah, brother.
Anyways, you see over a wide expanse, don't eat the dice, Tower.
Looks like
ice cream.
It does look like ice cream. You see over this wide expanse the beginnings of what looks like a maze?
I run the hell in.
Okay.
I charge on like my noble steed would.
Yeah.
Bessie. Her name's Bessie. Or was. She's dead now.
How much can I inflate my skin?
Are you trying to see if you can fly?
That's a moral question, Abby.
You cannot fly.
I got one to get him.
Now, what directions do I see before me?
You see two paths. There's one that goes to the left and then one that goes to the right.
We're going to the left, brothers. We're going straight to the left. I charge into the left, brothers.
Whatever you say, weird ass.
What in the Sam hell?
Hee-haw, I'm in hell.
I ain't no weird ass. I am a Southern as Southern comes.
Okay.
Please kill me.
I'm trying. As you're running ahead, because you said that, you come to a little opening. There's a part where you can go left, or you can go down.
Down.
We're going down, brothers. I run straight down.
As you go down, you can take a right, and that's all the options.
Then we go right, brothers. We go right.
We're going right.
Cool. You're running?
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
Cool. Do a dex saving throw for me.
Oh, hell no, brother. That's a nat one, brother. That's a nat one, brother.
Ooh. All right. Please. You're going to... Oh, no.
Please have mercy.
I can't. You're going to take 10 fire damage as you step on a fire pit.
Hell yeah, brother. That puts me at 2 life, brother. I ain't slowing this train down.
Oh, yes, thank God it's fire.
I am not slowing this train down, brother. I'm still trucking right along.
It's a dead end. Yeah.
Oh, hell nah, brother. Then I'm going to go back.
And then go the other way, I assume.
Can we go the other way, brothers?
Yes.
There are two paths, left or right.
We're going left, brother. We're going to keep this on left train going left, brother.
All right. You get to...
That sounded so sad, brother.
You get to an area where there's a wall at the far end, and then you can go right.
Well, we go right, brother.
Yeah.
We keep going right, brother.
You go right, and there's two options, left or right.
Oh, God, brother. We go left. I don't know where the hell we are anymore. I'm straight lost. I'm trying to drive this train, but I don't know.
All right, another path of left or right.
We're going left, brother.
We go left, bro.
All right, you go left. There is another left immediately after.
We continue going left, brothers.
Cool. All right, you go left again. Give me another dex save, please.
Hell yeah, brother. That's 12.
You're gonna take 5 lightning damage.
Are you dead?
Can I defer this damage to another player?
I'm not touching you.
I'll jump in front of them.
You're rubber.
Wait, yeah, I'm rubber. Can I protect him?
No.
No, we wouldn't know. But if you got hit by it, you wouldn't have taken
damage. I'll take that as well.
You would have resistance at least.
Can I say a dying word?
Yeah, you can say a dying word as you electrocute to death.
This is absolutely not lit, as the kids say. Yay.
Back in the void.
What does DGC stand for?
Digital game character.
Like,
again, I set these backgrounds to random. I don't want to talk about it, okay?
I'm younger Spooky Jig.
Yes, basically. You're about the same size.
How many people have you played? That's what I want to know.
This is the...
My fifth? Because this time, 3 people have died.
No, this should be your 4th. Oh, wow.
Because...
How many people have you played?
Oh, no, that's right. 5th. 4.
Niku.
No, this is still my 3rd. Oh,
God, 2 of these should be yours. That's wild.
Yeah, 4.
All right, yeah.
Do you want this one?
No, but I don't have that.
Do you want to die?
Let it flow like it's supposed to.
Perfect.
Do you want the best character out of all of those, or the funniest, whatever is going to be the best?
I'll make sure you get the funniest.
This is literally the same character.
No, I know it is. I'm sorry, you died, you bastard. You can choose to backtrack, I guess.
I'm in the void?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You are in the void. The god face looks at the 4 of you left, and you step forward, and the god is like, oops. You're not supposed to be here. Why are you here?
Hi, I'm Baby Chick. I am a human child, and also a rogue. I am very good at stabbing things.
Technically, aren't all children rogues?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm the epitome of the one vine. What have you got there? A knife!
No!
That's me, and I'm here to stab things and hopefully not die.
So the actual you can't kill a child.
Yeah, you can't kill children in TV shows and movies.
The second episode that I did with, the very first episode, I guess, that I did with Abby, we killed several children. So yes, we're fine with killing children on this podcast. The god snaps and you appear down just directly to the right of where you were standing when you got electrocuted.
I pick up the gold off my body.
Okay, that's fine.
For the loot. Trying to make God happy.
Perfect.
Adults scare me.
Okay, so clown. Hey, kid. Hang on. You want a bike? You want to ride on my shoulders?
Do you have a bike?
Do you have shoulders?
Do you have a bike? Does Mr. Nicky have a bike?
Hey, look at this. And I, like, bend my arm back.
I'm going to cut off my shirt into a bandana, tie it around my eyes so I can't see anything.
Hey, kid,
and
don't worry.
And hold on to American Dragon Jig Long's hand as he guides me through this spooky dungeon.
I'm vaguely 13 to 15 years old. We'll be just fine.
It's a weird old clown deity.
God can't kill 2 children.
That's
right,
kid.
I think he accidentally didn't put in, like, a jig. It's just an old god. Like, the clown is an old god.
Yeah,
basically.
He's a trickster.
It's what circuses were praying to.
Mm-hmm. What are clowns if not gods of the circus?
Exactly.
True. All right, so you guys are in this dead end again. What do you want to do?
We go right and south.
Okay. It opens into a pathway where you can go left and right.
What do you want to do, kids?
I shake my head.
Left.
Okay, get to the left.
Okay, who's in front?
I'm trying to find this time.
Okay, you hit a dead end. Mm. Give me a dex saving throw, please.
It's a 5.
Okay, as you take a step into this, like, towards this dead end, a wall of spikes comes down. You're gonna take 5, what's the stabby damage?
Piercing.
5 piercing damage.
Okay, I'm stuck on it because my skin is...
Sure, yeah, you get stuck on it. You're gonna need help to get off.
Kids, peel me off.
I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. I've seen this movie before.
Should we leave him?
Maybe we should trigger the trap and have it come down again.
It's still down. It didn't go back up.
It can't go back up because he's too powerful. I'm not touching him.
Do we put it out of its misery?
I think we put it out of its misery, American Dragon Chicken.
Say, super forbidden dragon technique, lightning breath. And it doesn't do anything because you made it rubber.
Can I do...
Are you doing lightning breath on her? On Mr. Nikki?
I made of rubber, so it'll bounce off.
It will not.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I said I would.
All right, yeah, go ahead and roll that, I guess.
I don't know how to roll that.
Well, it's a deck. I think it's like a saving throw to not get hit,
yes.
But...
We're just going to waive that part.
Okay, yeah, you're going to get
you're stuck on the ground,
yeah.
On a wall, yeah. So go ahead and roll that damage, then.
There's no plus to this, it's just...
7 damage.
I'm at 21.
Holy shit.
So, question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still stuck?
Yeah.
I don't know what
to
do, kid.
Kids, come closer.
No.
No.
I've seen it before.
No.
You'll trigger the thing and I'll go up and then I'll flop back down like flat Stanley.
Or, get this.
It's me, your friend. Flat Stanley.
I don't like this. Can we kill it? I have a bow.
Apparently not.
Hey, I don't know if
how do I get out of it?
Oh, well, you die. Just
pull yourself off.
Okay, yeah, I push myself down.
Okay.
Jesus.
You, like, inflate your body a little bit and come off of it.
How would you do that? You're literally pierced.
But, like, one of my arms is...
Yeah, it's
fine. Don't you, like, deflate now because you're pierced?
No, I'm not like a balloon.
You have chambers?
Like, if you, like, I'm like a plastic toy or like a you know?
I don't have
a dollar store crocodile with bees inside me.
Oh.
If that's not what I'm like, I'm like just squishy and malleable.
You're like it for some reason now.
Yeah.
You're off the wall, let's just say that. Let's not get into the details of what you're made of.
So,
all right, kids.
As a 7-year-old, I'm not a fan.
Kids.
Your
kids.
Eyes are closed. Okay. You put a blindfold on. Yourself.
But I can hear what's happening.
But remember, don't play with my holes.
Can I kill it? Can I please kill it? Please, can it die? I don't like this.
This is up to you. If you want to attack your teammates again.
I start going, but like my arms are just kind of like...
Steph, if you keep walking...
I punch it so hard, I'm afraid I'm going to break something.
Well, that's bludgeoning damage.
Go ahead and roll.
That's enough to hit Link.
No, I have an 18.
What, is it plus 6?
Oh, yeah, that hits him.
4 damage.
2 damage, because it's bludgeoning.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm still at 19.
So,
all right, let's continue.
Mr. Nikki, please, for your own good, don't come any closer.
Okay. You kids want to lead the way, then?
No.
I'll go.
I'm still holding onto your hand, though, because I'm not touching Mr. Nikki.
Do you want to go back the way you came, or do you want to continue down the other path?
Oh, the other path, yeah.
That leads to an open area where you can go left or right.
Left.
Yeah, you go left, and you follow it.
I'm moving closer to them with every step. It's like a faint rubber squeaking noise.
Perfect.
Like the boots from SpongeBob.
Squeak, 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 squeek, squeak, squeak.
And every time you guys, like, turn around, I just stop.
You, like, turn into a trash can shape. Okay, yeah, you continue, and there's this large open area, and on one side
I'm blind.
On one side there is it looks like a gate, but it's swung open.
Is that where we came from?
No.
Let's go into the gate.
Alright, boys, let's go.
What gate? Hello?
I wibble wobble over there.
Please? Somebody.
As you walk towards the gate, level. How close are you guys together?
I'm right next to American Dragon Jigglong. I'm holding his hand.
Yeah, you are. Alright. You see something in the distance past
perception
the gate.
Check.
See them coming closer.
Okay.
I see that.
Yeah. Mr. Nikki incorrectly assumes that there's nothing there.
Make a...
Kids looks very safe. Let's go. Come on, kids.
Dex saving throw, all three of you. You have disadvantage.
That one.
I got 5.
7 total, nat 1.
That is an 18.
It's actually a 7, but...
That is, 16.
Okay. So, you two see what it was as a giant bull comes running out of this gate and takes you two on its tusks away from the
tusks. Tusks.
Fucking horns. Shut up.
Very different.
Hello? On its horns. Away.
Hello?
You both are going to take 18 damage.
Hello?
You guys get slammed into a wall away from the child.
Hello?
Hold on. Who barely saved itself.
Please?
Being impaled.
So.
Yeah, that is called being impaled. Thank you very much.
That is literally being
I don't impaled. Like that Mr. Jicky started talking more when there were only kids around.
Hello?
Carlo. I am very uncomfortable. Please, somebody tell me what is going on.
I'll be there soon, kid.
No, you can stay far away.
I say, bull!
Bull what?
As you get hit?
Yeah. Just like on impact.
Should I take off my blindfold or am I good?
Take it off!
Mr. We're gonna roll initiative.
I want Mr. Nicky's in.
I just roll a 7.
17.
9. Not 1.
So to go.
I guess I'm not taking it off.
You can experience the world with your other senses.
I don't like that I'm imagining the clown saying that, which is the worst fucking thing in life. American Dragon Jick Long, you go first.
Am I still, like, gored on the bull?
You're not gored now. It's standing in front of you, though. You did just get, like, slammed against a wall.
Okay. Does it know I'm there? Am I hidden?
Yeah, yeah.
I am hidden.
I say, well, you know, I always like to take the bull by the horns. And I try to punch it again.
Okay.
So that's a 1.
Okay. No.
And 11 plus 6, 17.
All right. The second one's going to hit.
Can I use key?
Yes. Wait, what did you say?
17.
Okay, yeah.
11.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's 2. 5, 6, 7. 7 plus 6 is 13. That's
all. Punch it.
Yep.
Pow, pow. Real good. Mr. Nicky, it's your turn. Mr. Nicky.
Paging Mr. Nicky.
Okay, so his first attack.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, his first attack is, we'll do a greatsword. That didn't happen.
Okay.
His second attack, he removes his clown nose, revealing no nose.
Why? Why would you do this? Why are you a bully?
And then he throws it at the bowl.
Is it like a bomb?
No, it's just a nose.
Yeah, it hits the bowl. It doesn't do any damage.
Smell you later.
I hate you so much. It's the bowl's turn. It is going to stomp on you. Whatever your name is, Mr. Nicky.
What is it? What is it? What is it? I forgot to change my...
I saw.
I forgot to change it.
Right, so there's a plus 8 to 18 plus 8. Is that it?
I'll do it.
Perfect. It's going to do 16 damage as it stomps on you.
He's incinerated. Okay. But all that's left is his, like, shoes.
And the nose rolls back in between the shoes.
Hello?
You can hear paint honking.
Yeah.
Hello?
You can, I don't know. You can give me whichever one.
These are all good ones.
Okay, then I can do a random draw.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Okay.
We'll come to you in just 1 second.
Hello?
Yes, you, it is your turn, child.
Okay, well, is the bull loud?
Yeah, it's pretty loud.
Okay, then I, with my keen sense of hearing, because I'm still scared, and I'm afraid the clown is still alive, I'm going to turn towards the general direction of the sound and shoot at the bull.
Okay. That's basically the same character, actually.
That's the same character as Bunny. Kinda.
Kind of. This one's funny. Sorry, there's a word missing, actually. Let me see for a second. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming I have disadvantage because I'm blind.
Yeah, you have super disadvantage here.
Well, I got a 2 and a 3, so none of them are particularly good. But prove yourself. As a child adventurer, you are always under pressure to prove yourself to your companions. When you miss with an attack roll or fail a saving roll or ability check, you may, while within sight of a companion, immediately attempt the roll again and add 1d4. When I am within sight of a companion.
Bastard.
So.
Okay, yeah.
That is 14 plus 7.
That hits.
Hell yeah, brother. So, I pull back the bow, and I go under my breath, I will prove my worth, and I let go of the bow.
Let go of the bow?
I let the bow string, and I fire an arrow at the bull.
Okay, roll damage for me.
Is it just bull? It's 8 damage. All
right.
6 damage.
6. No, it is not just a bull.
Oh.
As you are looking, or as they are looking at this bull, as they get a second where they're not gored,
yeah,
it's covered in this, like, metal plating, and it looks kind of robotic in a way.
Why are you talking to me? I'm not even there.
I know, I'm just like...
But you saw it.
Yeah, you did see it.
So, does the arrow stick in it, or does it, like make a clink noise? Would I hear that?
It, like, damages it, but it does make a clink noise as it does it.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
So, back up in the void. Three of them remain, and each one, like, takes a step and then steps back. And then the first one who took a step steps forward. Yeah, that was really dumb meta. But
doesn't step.
Sorry, you're correct. Waddles forward.
Is it another duck?
Nope.
What is it, a fucking penguin?
Looks up, he looks up, he says, good day.
Oh my god, it's a fucking penguin?
It's an Aarakocra variant penguin.
And there's no fucking kitsune.
No, there's no kitsune. Shut up about the kitsune.
Good day, mate. What's on the to-do list for today?
You're gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna not die, mm-hmm. right? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at that, mate. I haven't died before, I don't think.
Well, okay. And then it snaps in here. You're in the thing right next to the child.
Penguin!
What?
Totally rad!
What? Penguin?
Sure, go.
What the fuck? Why is Steve Irwin here?
I don't know if you've seen my film, Surf's Up.
Stupid.
I'm one of those tropical penguins with the hair.
What's your name, penguin dude?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. I don't have anything off the top of my head.
Wait. There's another person here. Did Mr. Nikki die?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Oh, thank God almighty.
You hear a faint honk.
Oh, no. Let it die. I read Homestuck when I was younger. I don't like it.
You are younger.
God yells at you. I'm seven, but like I had the internet. I think I came from a place with internet.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good name.
We'll come back to it. Four. On your turn, which is in one turn.
Okay.
So, American Dragon Jake Long, you are facing off against this thing alone.
He's like, I love this penguin cool penguin rad dude. Rad ass dude.
Hell yeah.
And then punches the bull. Okay. 12.
12 total?
Yeah.
No.
17?
Yes.
Okay. And because I'm alone, I'm using key.
Perfect.
Yes. And no.
No.
That's two.
Alright, 15 damage.
Good?
Hey,
I found, like, what's your penguin name? And yours is...
What's your penguin name?
Well, the one for in ages, Squawky Feather Bottom.
Squawky Feather Bottom?
So Nick Howe translates a penguin to Squawky Feather Bottom?
What's your last name? What does it start with?
T.
So, Squawky...
Squawky Pebble Pincher. Mine's Pecky Feather Bottom. What's your last name?
Help him.
Okay, so...
Something Feather Bottom.
Your Squeaks Feather Bottom.
That one's worse.
So, what is Jick's?
Squawky
Feather Bottom?
Do you want to just do Squawky
name?
Nicholas? Or Squawky Jick?
Squawky Feather Bottom works, though.
Like
okay, these are some of the first names. That's Pecky Chubbers Beaky Fish Breath.
Don't you fucking choose Chubbers, I'll kill you.
Buzz Butt.
Buzz Butt?
Fuzz Butt Feather Bottom. Fuzz Butt Feather Bottom. Fuzz Butt Feather Bottom.
Fuzz Butt Feather Face Honkers and Plumpers.
Honkers? Honkers. Oh my god.
Squid Head. Flippers Fish Face Squeaks Hoppy Wobbles Flappity Chin Strap.
Sorry. What? One of them is called Chin Strap?
Feathers and then Stubby. And then add a middle name, Mick or Vaughn. So you can be Squawky Vaughn Feather Bottom. Flapperson,
okay.
Waddle Bottom, Flapdoodle, Hoppington, Beakerson, Squeaky Beak,
Burlington,
Beady Eyes, Roly Poly, Peckington, Pexalot, Squid Breath, Squawksalot, Fancy Flippers, Hopsalot, Flappy Feet, Blubber Buns, Pebble Pincher, Wiggle Feet, Flapperson, Snowball, Swimmington, Flapperstein, Slip and Slide.
Slip and Slide?
Yeah. I have no idea. I really need two baby penguin names. Lipkin Sniff, Snowy, Ice Pop, Icy, Ice
Cube. Ice Cube? I like Squawky Feather Bottom, personally.
Me too. Atlantic. Chris. What?
Chris?
Pablo. I know
just
that was a little off topic. So Arctic. Arctic Nick.
Arctic.
Artie. He goes by Artie.
Okay.
Artie sounds good, though.
Jordy. Jorts.
Who?
Jorts the penguin.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Good eye, everyone. I know what's going on here.
Whoa.
What's up, bro?
I forgot what class this was. I'm gonna let you in on this. You can use your belly as...
No, I'm not. I have something.
That would be fucking hilarious.
I'm not going to.
What? This sounds vaguely sexual and I'm uncomfortable
because
okay. I'm a 7-year-old.
Okay,
it's not?
He pulls out a shining silver kazoo.
Oh, it's a bard?
Yeah. And casts Thunderwave.
Oh,
it
no.
Out of what? They don't have pockets.
God, can I go home?
He has
got clothes.
He's a boy. He has like a little pouch for the egg. You know, because they watch the egg. That's the penguin facts for you.
Unsubscribe from penguin facts.
All right.
I don't know what Thunderwave does.
They have to do a constitution
okay.
saving throw.
Does a 25, no, 23 succeed?
Yes.
Okay. It still takes half damage.
I don't know what to, I don't know what the thing is.
Yeah, it's 2d8.
9.
Okay, so it'll take 5. I'll just say that you like moved up closer to it. I don't care.
Such a zoo kid.
It's gonna be the bull's turn, and it is going to step on you again. That's a nat 20.
Oh, things not looking good for our American dragon friend.
32 damage.
He dies in an explosion of dragony awesome sauce, epic win, and then a little advertisement for Disney XD.
Alright, perfect.
Hello? My ambiguously aged 13 to 15 year old friend?
Mike.
Hello?
He got caught in the barrel, you know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. I'm 7.
I can't. It's like a meme. He's like, I can't add, I'm 7.
Jesus. Child, it's your turn. You're standing next to something that played a kazoo at something and made a very loud 300-foot loud noise.
Okay, well, the bull was loud and hasn't moved, right?
Well, it turned its attention now, and you can hear it snarling, like...
Okay, well, it's... I'm gonna shoot it.
Okay.
That's a 10.
No. You're not gonna shoot it, sorry.
Okay, I let loose an arrow anyways, it just...
Boom. Yeah, it does go, it lands in the dragonborn pile that was your friend.
You hear a squish.
I'm like, got it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking off my blindfold.
So, at the top of the order, we're back in the void again, somehow. Mm-hmm. One thing, slithers up. Slithers, that's not the right word.
Squishes.
Squishes up. And the god looks at it, and it's like, ugh, bottom of the barrel, huh?
One day, a man named Nicholas Howe was walking in the forest, and he found what seemed to be a cave. He knew he shouldn't go in, but greed awoke in his soul. So he went in, delving for treasure, far further than any man should have, and was affronted by a fiend, the likes of which he couldn't fathom. Instantly killed, his body dissolved, but his spirit lived on for decades in the form of the gelatinous cube. A square of slime about yay big.
How big?
This big. Yay. It's not a big one.
Yay.
Yay is the size that you're using for the audio format.
Oh, it's about, a foot and a half, 2 feet.
Okay, cool.
That's like 3 feet.
Yeah, that's about 3 feet.
Is this
right
3 feet?
That's about 3 feet.
We'll round up to 3.
Yeah, okay.
A foot and a half, 2 feet, and it's just like a foot and a half off.
Perfect.
It's just a big old green square. It has no resembling characteristics of a jick.
Yep. his skull is still in there.
Yeah, somewhere. Okay. Yeah, I can't look for it.
Yeah. You you slit squish forward, and the god looks at you and is like, well, shucks. And snaps you in. As you fall, you don't fall as gracefully as everyone else did, like, in the past. Uh-huh. You hit with a...
I'm very much hearing the Minecraft slime. Yes. Like, those sound effects.
Oh, hey. It's Nicholas here, from the future. Way off in the distance, that future. You know, 2019. July 4th, 2019. Rather than when I recorded this episode in April of 2019. This is the finale of the D&D arc of How Will I Die Does D&D. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I know I did. I had so much fun recording it. I had a lot of fun editing it, actually. And this is the final result. The final episode, the finale. It's a little bit longer than most of the other episodes, but you'll live, I think. And then next week, we will be going back to regular shot from the mouth, shot from the hip stories. Since I don't want to keep you too long, let's just get into the things and stuff and things and stuff and things and stuff and talk about, once again, it's stickers. Hey, I have a ton of stickers. If you want some stickers, please let me know. I have 3 varieties. The D&D special logo, the regular logo, but in 1-inch variety and in 3-inch variety. Please take these stickers off of my hands. I have no use for them anymore, and I never had a use to begin with. Outside of the stickers, I'm going to be finishing that one-shot module that is the basis of this podcast, or this series of episodes, as soon as I can get it done. I just started 2 jobs with heavy writing, so I'm not quite sure how soon that's gonna be done. It'll be hopefully soon, at least within the next month. That'll be up on either the DM's Guild or some kind of system like that. I'm not sure what it's going to be priced. I know I said like a dollar originally. It's really more about the interest that's shown, I think. But we will see what happens with that. I will keep you guys updated. Just follow the Twitter. That's HWIDIEPOD on Twitter. Also, still no Patreon. Sorry about that. Haven't quite had a chance to figure out how to do that stuff, but eventually I'll get to it. That's going to be it for this week's Things and Stuff and Things and Stuff and Things and Stuff. We've got one promo this week, and that promo is It Philosophy? An interesting look at general ideas of philosophy. They talk about a wide variety of subjects that don't have to do with necessarily what every other philosophy podcast talks about. It's a great podcast, and I enjoy listening to him, and I enjoy that he has guests on pretty much all the time. So if you want to go check that out, let's give him a listen real quick. This is It Philosophy?
On Is It Philosophy, we are not going to explore the philosophers of times long forgotten. We're not going to ponder Plato or Socrates. There's so many podcasts out there for that, if that's what you're seeking. This is something different. A place where all ideas are welcome. An open forum to talk about anything and everything. We take an idea and work to find an answer. It may not be the most insightful. Hell, it may not even be an answer at all. So come and listen with an open mind. Who knows, you may like what we have to say. If not, at least we've given you something to think about. So come and enjoy and ask yourself, is it philosophy?
Yeah, perfect. And you are now in the... You guys are now basically in a line.
Crikey!
Facing off against this.
What the hell is that thing?
What is it?
I don't know. A booger.
What do you mean a booger?
You know, like we got some snot in your pee.
I don't know. I'm 7. So you know, boogers are friends now? A booger?
He's a sentient booger, I guess.
We're friends with a booger?
Hey, Mr. Booger. It's your turn.
Awesome.
Can the booger talk?
No,
hello?
It can't. Booger. It does not have mouth.
Mr. Booger.
Hello!
Oh, Jesus!
I'm the gelatinous cube.
You're sitting right
I'm
next to
me. I'm child Jick, so I don't know what shapes are. So can you explain to me what a cube is? Because I don't know what radius
diameter is. I fucked up one thing, okay?
Exactly. Is it like a box?
You start to hear the insides of the cube squish around.
No, thank you.
You can hear a squishy, you know, goopy noises. Mm. But maybe a bit of metal grating against each other.
I don't like this.
Okay.
And then, towards the top of the cube, you see two hand axes emerge. And then... a headband wrap around the top. This cube is a fighter. It squishes over to the... What are we fighting? The bull still?
Yeah, the bull.
Okay. It squishes over to the bull. And then with much more force than a booger should have, the two hand axes... Hoo-de-poof! Hiya!
Okay.
So that's two attacks. And yep. This attack crits on a 19 or a 20. Nope, probably not.
Oh, what is that?
7 plus 6.
13.
No.
Okay. The hand axes just kind of bounce off because they pulled out the wrong way. So it's just the hilt.
Nice.
Arknik.
Arknik?
Arknik.
Arknik.
Arknik. Your go.
Antarknik.
All right. I'm going to show you kids how it's done. Like we do down under.
Slightly less uncomfortable. Comfortable than the clown.
Where Australians live. You know, also penguins.
Also, I can't do accents. Just
yeah, I'm looking at him right now.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and cast, I'm gonna cast a, heat metal.
Okay.
That is a, it doesn't have anything, it doesn't say the saber attack, so
roll? It's a save, I believe.
It doesn't have a story.
Let me pull that up.
I'm thinking about being an act doll.
Go ahead and just roll 2d8 fire damage on this one. And it's gonna have disadvantage on its next attack, which is right now. I need all of you to make a constitution saving throw for me.
I'm 7. I don't have a very high constitution. That's a 5.
12.
11.
Okay.
Dang, we really bit the...
Yeah, y'all fucked up.
Bit the big one.
We bit the dick on this
you
one.
You are all technically now restrained as this gas comes out of its mouth and envelops you. And you start to feel your bodies... You especially start to feel like hardened as you become petrified.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It is going to try and stomp on one of you. It's going to try and stomp on you.
Squish.
It has disadvantage.
Okay.
But you also can't move. Yeah. So that's a nat 1. And then 18. So it misses completely.
Woo!
Yeah.
I survived.
Next up in the order is Baby Jake. I need you to make... All right, at the end of your next turn, you can make a saving throw.
The training wheels are coming off. I raise up this.
Hold on one second. Let me just see what restrain does. Okay. You have disadvantage on attack rolls and dexterity saving throw.
Like Rock Lee, I'm lifting off my ankle weights. They slide off my bandana. Mm-hmm.
Your blindfold.
Blindfold, that's the word. Yeah. I'm 7, I don't know words very well. But the thing is, I still have disadvantage, so it didn't matter whether I had it on or not. But I'm 7, I don't know this.
No.
That's a 12.
Alright, now roll a constitution saving throw to see if you can get unpetrified.
That's an 18.
Yep, you're good. You're not petrified anymore.
I break out of it. Sorry, Abby. I actually played footsie.
It was like a very tender touch on the bottom of my foot.
It's your go. Gelatinous cube.
Ho! I feel quite bad. I flip around. The hand axes on my head. Okay. This should do the trick. And I do my double attack.
Yep.
14 plus 6.
Hits.
12.
No.
This is hand axe. So 7.
7 damage. Cool. I also need you to make a con saving throw at the end of your turn. Okay. Oh, shit. You had disadvantage on all those.
Well, I only got one anyway.
Go ahead.
Oh, con saving throw?
Yeah.
19.
Yeah, that's fine. And Antarctic and
Antarctic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna heat metal again. Try that.
Just 2d8.
Bring my Australian son. Yeah. Seem to have forgotten which ones they did. Oh, sick.
And it has disadvantage on its next attack. I also need you to make a con saving throw, please.
That sounds fair.
Otherwise, you're gonna stat you up.
What's my modifier? Nothing's gonna help that. That's a little too.
No. You feel even fucking worse.
Did I take any damage?
No.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you're making out good on that. You don't even take a disadvantage on. All right, it's gonna be the bull's turn. I almost said horse, and I knew that wasn't right. It's gonna be the bull's turn. It is going to rush all three of you. See if it hits. It has disadvantage. So that's whatever 15 plus 8 is for the first roll. And then 11 plus 8. Okay, so 19 against all ACs.
Oof, owie, yes. Ow, ouch, ow.
What's your AC?
18.
Jesus! How? Your cube of booger.
Well, it's hard to get to the good stuff inside.
I guess so.
Gross. You're all going to take 18 damage.
Non-demo. Sorry. Owie.
We did our initiative.
Oh, that one hurt. Gonna leave a bump in the morning.
Thank you. I hate all three of you. It's going to be your go.
Come on, kid.
Wait, I'm going to take half damage.
Why?
Because I can. Why? Uncanny dodge.
That's true.
I feel like I should use that a lot more in our normal campaign.
Yeah.
5, 9.
Yes,
that
9.
Puts me at 29. Trying to kill a child.
Trying to.
Hey, let's get it together. Let's put this here bull on the barbie.
I'm going to take my bow, and I'm going to shoot an arrow without disadvantage.
Yeah.
That's an 18.
That's going to hit.
Good one, kid.
That's a 6.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
It hits the bull.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I did it.
If you mess with the bull.
Believe it.
Why are you making it Naruto?
Every 7-year-old child, especially Jick, went through a Naruto phase.
I didn't go through Naruto phase until I was 13.
Yeah, but you went through a Naruto phase.
Mess with bull.
You get the Naruto.
You get a foot in your ass.
That was not Australian.
That was not Australian at all.
I am 7 years old.
Jick Latinus Cube, it's your turn.
So now the Jick Latinus Cube is all warmed up.
Gross. Grody.
Hey, real quick question. Is Morningstar two-handed?
It shouldn't be. No.
Okay.
It's
one. Then you see one of the axes recede into the
disgusting.
Cube.
Disgusting. Okay.
And then up at the top, you see some spikes. And then the spikes fall out of the cube, but it's connected by a chain.
Okay.
So it is now de-equipped a hand axe and equipped a morning star. So I go to attack the bull again. Hey, yeah.
Bull.
First roll will be axe.
It's not going to hit.
Okay. And then morning star.
Yep.
That is a d8 plus 3. 7.
Okay. You do 7 damage. Antarctic. Go ahead.
All right. Grass is flippers.
That's not. You can't do that, though. You can't do that.
He breaks his flippers.
He pulls
got
out
it.
His kazoo.
He put it away.
Where,
Mr. Big Penguin?
What?
Where the hell did you pull that from?
That's a secret.
It's a secret, isn't it?
God, if you're out there, please don't talk to us in the penguin's voice.
Yeah, that's identity theft. That is, isn't it?
Do you think? Whatever you're doing.
Alright, I'm gonna cast Earth Tremor. So go ahead and make a dex saving throw, please.
17.
Yeah, that saves. My bad. Who's up next in the queue?
That's gonna be the bull.
Uh-oh.
I think it would go after the child.
That's not legal.
Come over and step on you.
Please don't. I have a child.
17 plus 8 against AC.
That doesn't hit.
It does. You're gonna take 16 damage.
No, I'm gonna take 8. But see, that just brought you it's close enough
yeah.
for me to stab you with my rapier, like a 7-year-old would. That's 17 plus 7. That's more math than I want to do.
17 is its AC.
Yeah, that's 6 plus 4 for a total of 10 damage. Did I do it, God?
Did you kill it?
Yeah.
No. However, all right, as you strike this bull, you hear a voice coming from the gate and says,
God, it's a fucking clown again, isn't it?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Hi, kids.
No, it says, what the fuck? As you look, it's a minotaur.
That's a naughty word. I'm 7.
I just saw you strike my bull friend.
What? Like,
that's mine.
Why? Like, you like yelling boyfriend, at
but bull? Like sexual relations?
It pulls out a great axe. And it is...
You can't hit me. I'm 7 and you cursed. I'm going to tell my mommy.
Can it see me?
No.
All right.
Wait.
Let me cast something.
What?
You can't hit me. You cursed. That's illegal.
It's running at you.
Boy, let me cast.
Huh?
Can I get
it's,
a
it's on its...
Okay.
Yeah.
When is it mine?
That's not okay.
In 2 turns.
Alright.
That is not okay. You're big and scary, and that is not okay.
It's coming for you.
No, it's not.
It is.
Well, it's not gonna hit me.
We'll see.
My friend up there, the big G, is gonna look out for me.
18 plus 6.
Does not hit.
It does hit. It's gonna do 13 damage to you.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
But you used your reaction this time.
Nope. Nah, I just attacked. So now I can react again.
I'm gonna kill you.
No, you're not.
Anyways.
I'm 7.
Anyways, it's going to, after it gores you.
Owie.
It's gonna swing its great axe at you.
Owie.
13 plus 6.
Does not hit.
It does.
But I'm 7.
You're gonna take 12 damage on that one. Yeah, you're gonna take the full fucking thing. Mess with God, motherfucker.
You can't kill a child.
That's just... child is just bleeding as this bull and this fucking minotaur came out. All right, it is going to be the cube.
How far away is Minotaur?
They are all like right next to you, basically.
They're beating the shit out of a child
right now.
Shit's a bad word.
You didn't hear that.
You won't beat the bleep out of a child under my watch. So roll for hand axe.
Mm-hmm.
That hits.
Okay.
Roll for Morningstar. 16 plus 12. Or 6 plus 12.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, and I'm going to use my special ability, Action Surge, which I can do once.
Yep.
To do another full attack.
Okay.
So both of those. So second hand axe. Yep. Second Morningstar. 6 plus 8.
Against who?
Minotaur.
Yes.
Okay, so all four hit. So yep. Both hand axes. I go, yeah, yeah. That is 5, 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So 27 total.
Damn, that's a really good turn.
Whoa-ho!
Did you hit that up?
Minotaur.
Owie.
What was that face for?
Ugly to turn.
I'm bleeding.
A patch of
one. A wisdom saving throw.
Boogers.
You're using charm person?
Icky, mom okay. told me
this
not to
it's not
a
person, it's
there.
A monstrosity. So that doesn't work for it.
A humanoid.
It's a monstrosity. That's
says
why it's
you.
Different. Says the rule book.
Says you. Says fine, the then book. I'm gonna cast fear.
Okay.
I don't know what it does, but I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
You don't have to cast it on me because I'm already scared. I just peed my pants.
Oh, damn it.
What?
I could have done 9 more damage to you. I fucked up.
You can't kill me. I'm
wait, okay,
I'm an essential NPC.
I wanna do something else.
Okay, go ahead.
Make a wisdom saving throw.
It's 13 plus 3.
Huh.
What
don't
are you
worry
trying
about
to
it.
Do?
Don't worry about it.
What are you trying to do?
I'm gonna do it again. So don't worry
16.
About it.
Yeah,
you beat
me. Sorry. The bull is gonna go now, and it is just going to stomp.
I'm 7. You can't kill a 7-year-old.
1, 2, 3. Okay, reroll. All right, cube getting stomped.
That's it.
That's 2. Nope, you're good. Business. Then it's gonna be child turn. Child.
I'm aware. I'm thinking. I'm using my tiny 7-year-old brain that hasn't gotten any bigger since the age of 5. I'm bleeding really bad.
Yeah,
I'm bleeding.
You're bleeding super bad right now.
I'm like, tears are welling from my eyes, and I'm like, owie, and I'm gonna go take my rapier.
my full-size, like, adult-size rapier and, like, hit the bowl.
Bowl? Okay.
That's a 10.
No, it doesn't hit.
It's, like, bounces off. I'm like, yeah. Owie. I'm, like, holding my side.
Yeah.
And, like, a single tear rolls out my cheek.
The Minotaur looks down at you. It's like, sorry. It's gonna swing its great axe. 2. Duh. So that's not gonna hit. It's gonna swing it again. 9 plus 6. That's not gonna hit.
Owie, it's 15, so it does hit.
Oh, it does? I'm really bad at math.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay, so it hits. It'll do 12 damage.
I'll take half damage and still die.
Yeah, okay.
So, like...
What does this child do as it gets lashed,
like,
down
like,
the middle?
I go to block it with my rapier. I, like, hold my rapier up to block the great axe.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so short that I can't reach the great axe, and it just, like, cuts me in half.
Oh, no.
And it's, like, really gory. Like, it would never be able to be shown in a movie.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, nasty. A 7-year-old child literally just got, like...
Yeah.
Like, eviscerated.
The slime cube doesn't react.
So, Artsnik is throwing up.
Pay attention to
Antarctic.
It'll just add on to your thing. So, that's the end of the Minotaur's turn. We're back in the void, and there's one person left. And as you walk forward a little bit, the god looks at you and is like, oh, you're not from my my general area, I guess, but hello, you're last.
Blinkabop.
God has a universal translator.
Then you should understand what I said. God, they can't. They don't have a universal translator, but you do. So what did I say?
Speak English. I'm gonna hit you.
Well, what I said in my native tongue is, I am a space alien. That was it.
What kind of space alien?
Gray. Oh.
And you're a barbarian. I'm just gonna let the audience know that we're not going into this.
I didn't say my name.
Say your name then.
Alien chick.
I hate you so much. You don't understand right now. Alright, alien chick. Well, have fun. And they snap their hand, and you appear next to where the child's body is.
So this is the Avengers Endgame, the final team up. This is it. An alien,
a
penguin, and a cube.
Yeah.
I miss our clown.
I kind of miss the clown a little bit.
I miss the clown. I miss the clown from whenever I wasn't a child.
How the heck did he hate his rage work? Can I use it like whenever? Or does it like...
It's a bonus action. You get 3 rages per... Oh. And each rage lasts a minute.
Nasty.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, you know, for being a barbarian, my AC fucking sucks.
It's not supposed to be good.
Yeah, but it's dex plus con plus shield, and it's 13.
You don't have a shield.
I know. That's bad.
See how it is.
Right. But you take... Wait, that's the wrong... You have to do it here. You down, Mr. President? Yeah. Okay, so the way that rage works is you use rage and it halves all damage, basically, except mental damage.
Just who?
No.
For all the listeners out there, it's a late night.
Yeah.
It's eight.
Wait, so rage takes half damage?
Yes.
Oh, with like bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Okay.
I can't make my dinner.
There's so many dice that I'm going to have to roll. My bad. You gave me alien.
Over.
I'm going to speak like an alien.
Yeah, you're now in the thing.
What the fuck is that thing? I'm not playing my kazoo at it.
I hit some buttons on my
on your space
on my space thing. My space stuff.
Okay.
And it puts on a universal translator.
Mm-hmm. Play Beyonce.
I do not know what Beyonce is.
Oh man, that's a fucking horrible planet.
I am from the planet called Earth.
You're stupid. You're a dumb piece of shit, and I hate you.
I am...
Stop covering your mouth.
I am what we on my planet call an American.
I fucking hate you.
Wait, I know what the stupid gray alien is. Is it a Homestuck?
No, it's just an alien.
That's like a pop culture thing. That's not...
I unfortunately know what Homestuck is, as it was originated on my planet.
So did Child Nicholas for some reason. All of your characters are coming from the real world, and I don't know why.
They're also all aware of Homestuck.
Mine's from Surf's Up, so...
That's true.
Fucking accurate. All right. All right. So, top of the order, gelatin, jicotin,
whatever it is. Is it still Minotaur and Bull, or is it just Minotaur?
Yes, it's Minotaur and Bull.
I will continue.
They both look really bad, though.
I will continue to attack the Minotaur.
Okay.
One with Hand Axe, 21.
Yep.
One with Morningstar, 10.
No.
So, Hand Axe does 4 damage. It was not a good hit.
Okay. It's not looking great, Penguin.
Go ahead and make a,
Wisdom.
Make a wisdom for me.
For the bull?
Which one's worse off?
The bull is taking a lot of damage.
Alright, hit me up with the Minotaur. Make a wisdom for me.
17.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
I'm just gonna play Makazoo.
Okay, sorry. Just kicked your foot. Rather
you didn't.
That was my
kicked
foot.
Someone's foot.
My feet are up under me.
The bull's turn is next. It's going to step on you.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, it does. For 12 damage.
So it surfs down.
Right, right, raggy. 8.
Oh, God.
We're at 8, mates.
Yikesy, wikesy. Chica.
As a white, cisgendered male, I am very, very, very mad at the forced diversity of this group, so I'm gonna go into a rage.
All right.
Dumb motherfucker.
So I'm very upset, and I'm going to take my, I'm going to use my whatever the fuck a plasma baton is, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Okay.
And I'm going to enchant my great axe, and I'm going to attack with 3 attacks because I am in a rage.
Mm-hmm.
As I do. The first one's gonna hit the Minotaur.
Yeah, that hits.
And then the second one's gonna hit the... I mean, I guess I'll roll for damage in case I off-chance kill it. Do I not have a 12-sided die? I do.
Plus a d8 for the photon.
That is 10 damage. Wait, no, that's 12, because plus 2 damage.
Yes.
With rage.
Yes. Yeah, okay, so 12 damage.
I'm also deciding to attack recklessly just so I have advantage, because...
Okay.
That hits,
okay.
I think.
Against...
The Minotaur. Oh my god. This is 5, 9 damage. Again.
Hold on. How do you want to kill that Minotaur?
Is the Minotaur dead?
The Minotaur is dead.
I am really angry, and I'm gonna spin around in a circle, and I'm just gonna chop the Minotaur in half.
Okay.
But the Minotaur is, like, fine. Like, he's staying there, and he just... slowly slides off like a cartoon.
Okay, yeah.
Onto the ground. And then I'm gonna continue spinning in my rage, and I'm just gonna direct my battle axe, my great axe, to hit the bull instead. That hits. And
okay.
I'm going to do 13, 14, 15, 19 damage.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you wanna do that one?
So in my rage,
Beyblade
as I spin around, yeah, it's where the term Beyblade originated from, was me.
Okay.
I spin around, and I cut through the bull, and, like, it doesn't die. It, like, goes. It, like, gets ready to move, and then it slowly slides off. It's like cut it in half.
Okay. Yeah.
And so now they're just both cut in half.
Yeah. They all fall to the ground.
And
yeah.
I compose myself.
Mm-hmm.
My rage ends, and I go, "I'm sorry, guys. I've been in anger management classes recently, and I've been trying really hard to, like, get this under control, but sometimes it just slips out, you know?
It's okay.
Like, it's just some stuff makes me
sorry. That was Abby.
It just makes me, like,
makes me being convinced by your like your acting, wanting to express concern. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm like, every day I'm bettering myself, but sometimes it just gets the better of me.
It's okay.
Thank you.
We all have emotions. I mean, I don't, but...
The slime cube does not react.
Alright, there's no more dangers in this room.
Alright, let's go to the next door. Wait,
splish,
I'm gonna
splish,
cast Cure Wounds on myself.
1d8 plus your spellcaster modifier.
Bitch.
Beaching.
It wasn't bitch in the
middle. It's 7.
Perfect.
Bitchin' rolls a 1.
So there's the entrance, the way you walked in, and then the gate, and then there's an space back there.
Space? I'm from space.
Alright, let's check it. Let's check it out.
I know. Can I roll, like, perception with, like, advantage, because I know a lot about space, because that's where I'm from?
No.
Thank you.
You can roll a perception check.
Okay. With advantage. That's an 8.
You see a staircase in
there's
this
a
back room.
From where I'm from, what's called a staircase?
It's a spiral staircase.
Spiral. So it goes around in a circle, and does it go up or down?
Down.
Yeah, we had
it goes
those.
down towards the ground and under the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, different level steps that are evenly spaced out, and you can walk down them.
Yeah.
There's steps.
It's just like a wave.
Yeah, like a tidal wave. just going
I'm gonna
down.
Shoot you!
So, are you guys going down the steps?
Yes.
Am I, how bad can it be?
I'm so glad that I could teach
some ignorant people what stairs were. Makes me really happy.
You were so involved in your goof that you missed her.
No, I heard how bad can I be? Or how Jesus bad can it Christ. Be? I just right. decided to ignore
That's
it.
That's illegal.
So.
How bad can they be? They're just going down naturally. How bad?
So, you guys continue down this spiral staircase for what feels like probably half an hour.
Oof. I'm just kind of rolling.
This is yeah, you
like, I'm like a sleeky.
You're just kind of like sliding down.
Is this not to rest?
No. But you get to the bottom and there's another door. This is a giant door.
So when
I got this. I got this. As the man of the group, I'm going to chop down the door.
I mean, I'm no man.
Okay, do you want to look at the door?
Yeah, no. No, I don't.
Okay.
As the man, I'm just going to chop it down.
Either of you want to look at the door?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't see.
I'm going to look at it.
Only sense. And feel.
That's true.
I'm going to look at it.
You look at the door and it says Nick's only.
Well, then I chop it down.
You still chop it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Yeah,
Nick's
go ahead.
Only can attack this door.
That is a six.
You slam your great axe into the door and the great axe is stuck in the door now.
Can I use strength to get it out?
I'm going
to
go ahead and...
A DC 18 strength check. Fuck me.
It was an 18 plus 4. Well, I get it out.
Yeah, you get it out.
Can we just open up the door?
That's too easy. Does anybody else have any other ideas?
I start to slide over, and the gelatinous cube starts to, like, try to seep into the cracks of the door.
Yeah, it allows you.
All right, and I open up the door.
Okay, you open the door perfectly fine.
I push the alien, like with his head, like you would, like, a nerd, just kind of push him down.
I'm being oppressed. You know, this is reverse racism.
Jesus Christ.
Speciesism.
It's reverse speciesism. Honestly, this is really offensive, and if you're not careful, I'm gonna get mad and go into a rage. I'm trying to explain this to you, what reverse racism is, and you're just walking away.
No, I don't walk, mate.
Waddle.
I waddle.
So, in the center of this room, underneath, like, a bright, like, LED light.
These are from my home.
Flashing a little bit.
Yeah, it's like, it's blinking a little bit.
These are called LED lights.
There is a blue loot.
Bala. I run up and grab it.
L-O-O-T?
L-U-T-E.
L-O-O-T. See, I am the man of the group. I think I know better.
The gelatinous cube starts to absorb it.
Yeah, wait. I hold up the gelatinous cube and let him.
They just fully pull
it. I boost you up there.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the boost.
You get it inside of you. You get it inside your bod.
And time.
No, nothing happens.
Didn't we need a golden loot? Like some gold? And this is blue.
Hey, can I take that out and try it on for size?
Sure thing.
Do I see anything else?
No. There's nothing else in this room.
Yeah. It's like
wait,
slimy
wait,
now.
One more time. I can't do it now. I can't do it.
It like goes up and falls.
Welcome to our Foley corner.
And so I take it up to my beak and I blow.
It doesn't.
It's a loot.
It's a loot.
A
loot. Not a flute. It's a
like
loot.
A fucking
you don't
ukulele.
Love loot.
I take it because I know more about instruments than you do.
No, you don't. I'm
yes,
a bard.
And I'm a man, so I'm gonna roll to play it. Why is that crystal modifier +0? Because honestly. It should be a +5 minimum.
It should be -5 right now.
That's a 10.
No, you don't know how to play it.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Okay, I take it back and play it normal.
Okay.
Oh.
You play it.
Okay. Are there any other doors?
After
there's
about
just the one door.
5 minutes of silence, Gelatinous Cube says, oh shoot, we gotta get that thing to God.
Oh, do you have to die?
Can I roll to speak with God? As a Christian man.
Roll a religion check. Why is it only your character that has to speak with God?
I hold the gelatinous cube.
That's a 5.
I feed the gelatinous cube.
You don't hear
loop.
Anything.
I feed the gelatinous cube with a loop and I start waddling out of the room.
Okay.
But I'm holding the cube.
Okay.
God's real, I know it. I just spoke to him.
As you walk out of the room, you are teleported into the void room. You're still just in the room. You two are in the void room.
Wait, you
alien.
Followed?
They said that they were carrying him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
They just disappeared as soon as they walked out of the room.
I guess I walked towards the edge of the room, but like I'm making a big deal out of it, okay? I want everybody to know that I'm like mad and confused, but I follow them anyways.
Okay. You get snapped into the void room.
Dang, it would have been so funny if he just didn't.
I thought about it.
You
but
know.
Then I would hear him talking for another hour.
Ouch. Right. Well, means I don't want the character to be there, but I want Nikki to be there, you know?
I don't want the character or Nikki to be there.
You know,
you guys are God's in evil. The void room, and God is looking down on you. So you've brought me my loot?
Yep.
You see the gelatinous cube start to, like, contract and compress, like he's building up pressure. And then it starts to pull around the middle, and he goes...
I can't do it on command.
It shoots straight up at God, like a cannon.
You see a hand reach and grab...
That's the grabbing noise, yeah.
Foley is real good, guys. Reaches down and grabs it out of the air. And then you see the hand attached to an arm, and then an upper arm, and then a body.
A bicep.
A bicep, and then a body, and then the head starts shrinking into this, like, humanoid form. And it comes down to you guys, and it's like... Thanks. Do you guys want to go back to your, like, normal lives now?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Put me back in.
Yeah, I have a lot of things I need to explain to people. Okay. Like, how doors work and just basic things.
All right. This was fun.
It was not.
Goodbye.
I almost died 7.
And as the god snaps, each of you is returned from whence you came. And for a brief moment...
Fanfare played.
For a very brief moment, you remember everything that happened. And then it all drifts away, and you're suddenly confused as to what you were just doing. You go about your lives as normal until the next time you get pulled into the void room.
Just a normal cisgendered white man in America.
Jeez. I'm still trying to very digest impressed. This hat. It's been like 50 years.
Yeah.
I'm just a big old bird.
You're just back to being a normal penguin?
Bird bird.
No, I'm a cocra.
Yeah, they're still in there, cocra.
Sure. Like, that's a thing in D&D.
It's not. So that's going to be it for today's adventure and the entire thing. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next regular episode, because we're going back to regular episodes now. Bye. Say bye, guys.
Bye.
Have a good night.
And remember, death is coming, so why worry about the inevitable? Focus on the possibilities.
Minutes till they pull the switch. They say you'll only feel an itch, but they watch the catatonic twitch and the smoke that flows around you. They're beneath the gamma rays. Watch my soul just burn away. Well, don't you even try to pray. My fate is predetermined. You won't see me returning. And save your stories, save your pleas. There's nothing. You will see there's nothing left. Salvation don't come free.
I do my clown dance. It's being the character.
I'm not a fan. I can hear the squeaking. I can't see it, but I don't like it. That's canon, my outfit. It's the bottom part of it's cut off, so now it's a crop top.
Okay.
Because I made the bandana.
I hate you so much. You're a fighter.
All are fighters.
Are we humors or hummers? Is that what you just said?
I meant to say, are we humans or are we fighters? I said, are we humors? And bubble bath.
I
are you thinking of a mace?
Fuck is Morningstar.
It's just like, you know how like a bat looks and then it's got spikes on the edge?
It's kind of like a mace, essentially.
It's like a mace, but it's connected.
Maces are connected. You're not thinking all of maces. Flail.
Oh, flail. Sorry, I was thinking of flail. Yeah. Well, you were thinking of flail too.
Let me Google what the hell Morningstar is.
Okay. It's like a bigger version of a mace, basically.
Okay. Something in Wilmington.
You can... Morningstars can be two-handed. It just depends on the size.
Yeah, you can use it two-handed. He wants to use it one-handed. That's why he was asking.
Yeah, that's from... used to work for a company called...
Okay, yes. Well... Yeah,
they also make really...
Some good. Of these images are connected, some aren't. Some aren't.
I only know of ones that are not connected. That are connected.
Okay, well, we'll say it's connected then.
Yeah.
We're all in this. Well, you can take it out. out. I want to do that for us.
He's
going to
do a really good ending fucking part.
No, he's just starting over.
No.
Starting over. Starting with the ending.
I liked mine.
I don't remember what it was. You guys
for a moment.
For a moment.